This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and my guest today is Caroline Legrand. And we are going to be talking about preparing for your August marketing. Hello, Caroline.
Hey, Brian.
Just before we get too far into this, I should thank our sponsors. RepairPal will introduce your shop to new customers through RepairPal.com, the largest site for auto repair. Learn more at RepairPal.com/shops. And thanks to our friends at AppFueled, declined repairs don't have to be lost revenue. AppFueled's call center schedules follow-up calls and equips your team with everything they need to close the deal. Get started now at AppFueled.com. All right, well, let's get into our August marketing preparation.
I'll give y'all all the disclaimer. We talked about this if you listen to our July marketing planning. We know it's hot. You can still get outside of your community and do things. And we know that we don't have a ton of super fun things happening in these months on this social media content ideas front. But most of the time, your shops are busy. So capitalize on that. Talk about what's happening in the shop. But some of the major topics we're going to be discussing today, or those big topics you might cover during August, are going to be back to school prep and anything that your shop may be doing to encourage a back to school drive, or having college students get their vehicles ready to go back up to campus, back to school safety for being in the car, kids getting on buses, all of those things, as well as prepping for what's happening in the fall. There's a lot of fall things in the automotive industry happening. So you're starting to introduce that to your audience, let them know maybe when you'll be closed for events or travel you're going to, or all the information about maybe you're doing something like Brakes for Breasts, and you let them know ahead of time what's going on so that your marketing, you're listening to this probably in June, but talking even further ahead when you're in August, you're talking about things happening later on.
Yeah. And, you know, in August, now, like Caroline just said, since we're talking about August marketing, hopefully you're listening to this and you're doing your planning in June, because you don't want to be planning your August marketing in August. You want to be planning that ahead of time. But in August, right around the corner, you're going to have the fall. And like here in Louisiana, for example, we have got fairs and festivals like crazy in the fall. So sometimes small businesses will take part in those things. And this is the time where you're going to want to start talking about that and saying, you know, hey, we are going to be participating in the, in our case, the Tangipahoa Parish Fair or the Italian Festival, you know, that they're going to have Independence, Louisiana or whatever. So, you know, you're probably going to have some things like that as well. And now's the time to start talking about it. You don't wait until the week of. You want to be a little bit ahead of time. And also, hopefully, in August and September, like I said in our July podcast, hopefully you've started by now scheduling into August and September. And this is a good reminder, too, since you're going to be listening to this before August, you're going to be hopefully you're listening to this, because honestly, this time of year when you should be listening to it is usually very busy. This is it's just a time of the year where most shops are going gangbusters. Hopefully you're still listening to this and you're prepping for August, because August and September with back to school time can be slower times of the year. And one of the things that I said last month, and I'm going to say it again this month, is that during your busy months, you should be scheduling those people that you know are going to have you fix their car and that they're going to come back to you. So like your clients that have been with you forever, you do a DVI, I want to say DMI because we do our digital marketing inspection, but you're going to do your digital vehicle inspection and you're going to find things wrong with their car that if it can wait a couple of months, then schedule them into those months that would historically be slower months to actually do the repairs. And get those cars in your shop that are like new clients, instead of telling them that you're 3 weeks or a month out or something like that, go on and get them in now. And that can kind of even out the workload. We've actually got an entire podcast episode on that topic. But schedule those people into August and September, because August and September historically have been tougher months for most shops. All right, let's talk about some of the themes of the month for August. I'll start us off with the very first one. We got National Dog Month. Talk about it just about every episode. Your dogs and your kids are something that always do well on social media.
Yes. There's also Happiness Happens Month. I know I've done a lot of things with this when working with our client social media about maybe you're sharing customer reviews about how you kind of gave some happiness back to your community and your customers, things that make y'all happy in your shop, or any good feedback, like what are you doing that's making people happy? Just talking about that on social media is also National Back to School Month. So we talked a lot about in July, but also a little bit, you'll hear us talk here about back to school prep. If you're doing anything for that, most states or counties, parishes, cities are going back to school in August or starting in September if they are not on one of those year-round school programs. So anything and everything having to do with back to school post, if usually you should have started posting about it already. So you're in full force of whatever's going on in your community for back.
And with back to school, I would honestly say the majority of our clients do some kind of a back to school fundraiser or a school supply drive or something like that. That seems very common in our industry to do that. Sometimes they'll pick one thing. They'll say, you know what, we're going to collect backpacks for kids. Sometimes they're more broad about any kind of school supplies, bring them. So you can do that. But also remember, and we talked about a lot of this in July, is if you've got the college students that are home for the summer break, now is the time to check out their car. You know, so make sure that you're promoting that you can look over their vehicle before they drive back to school. Because, you know, a lot of these students are going to school, you know, a couple hundred miles away from home. And it's just a good thing for you to see that vehicle when they're home, because honestly, probably no oil changes got done or anything like that while they were in school. So it's a good opportunity to get their car in and get it taken care of.
Usually college students go back a little bit later, at least in Louisiana, than when regular grammar school and high school age kids go back to school. So If you're able to see their cars a little bit earlier in the summer, maybe that's a perfect example of a client that you book out for the beginning of August or mid-August instead of the middle of June or July, so that you can get a new customer in. You schedule them a little bit later, like Brian was saying, and just work out the logistics to make sure that everything is going to get done for them to get back to campus safely.
All right, so let's get into the weeks in July. So we've got, now I'll start with the first one. Kind of boring, but still something, you know, the whole no like trust thing. National Management Training Week. That happens during the third full week in July. That's going to be actually really good leading into the fall, because we've got our fall conference season, and a lot of you are probably going to be going to one of the shows like ASTA or APEX or SEMA or something like that. And there's great training opportunities for your people there. You can showcase, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So that's one of your weeks that you have in August that you can turn into a marketing opportunity.
We also have Ride Sober or Get Pulled Over, which is a national campaign that happens every year in the 2 weeks prior to Labor Day and through Labor Day. So just posting about that online, letting people know about it, making sure you're encouraging to drive safely and soberly. If you're out doing anything for Labor Day, it's usually that last little hoorah of summer before people are going back to school or getting back into the swing of things. So posting about that, not that your shop has to do this, but most local police departments and sheriff's offices will offer rides for people. So instead of posting where the DUI checkpoint is, talk about what the safest thing to do is and plan your rides ahead or educate people on where they can plan their rides. So either have a designated driver or pre-book your rides with something like Uber or Lyft, or if your shop wanted to get really involved in it, maybe y'all offer some sort of ride service if you have loaner vehicles, or normally do a pickup drop-off or shuttle service for clients.
You got National Composites Week, which is an interesting one. That's the last week in August, and that's just a good educational opportunity because a lot of people don't understand the different materials that these vehicles are being made out of. I love going down little rabbit trails. So, you know, right now there is a new EV manufacturer that is starting up called Slate, and they're building a truck that is sold as a completely bare bones truck. And Jeff Bezos from Amazon has his hands in that. they sell it as a completely bare bones truck, and then they'll sell all of the various stuff, you know, that you would want for it, I'm assuming through Amazon. The body of that thing is completely composite. It doesn't even come painted. The composite is just a gray color, and it's meant for you to wrap it. But it's interesting to take things like that and, you know, the cars now that have carbon fiber, and I mean, we've been doing fiberglass forever, but just to show people some of the ways that vehicles are being made now and the different materials. You know, it's purely educational, but it still can be interesting stuff to post about.
That's very interesting. I did not know that about the Jeff Bezos car.
It actually is like the Cybertruck when it first came out. And look, I know every time I see a post on Facebook about a Cybertruck, it's got hundreds of laughing emojis under it. And I know that not everybody is a fan of EVs and all of that stuff. But when the Cybertruck came out, for $100, you could get put on the list to be one of the first ones to buy it. And with Slate, it was $50 to get put on the list. And it's going to be a $20,000 truck, which a brand new vehicle for 20 grand. I wouldn't mind having one of these little trucks to just beat around in. So I put my $50 down, and if I want to buy one at the time, I'll buy it.
We've also got National Aviation Week. It goes into National Coast Guard Day, which is one of the days that we'll talk about. But a lot of clients that we work with have very local monuments, or they're the home of the Coast Guard. There's an aviation museum or something going on locally. So maybe it's not necessarily aviation that you're talking about, but think about what's going on or what there is in your area that you can talk about and maybe collaborate with people on, like with a local museum.
You know, another trend that I've been seeing lately is a lot of shop owners becoming private pilots. I've seen more and more and more of that. And there's one particular coaching group where I think it's just kind of become a thing. If your shop owner or any of the people in your organization or their kids or whatever, I mean, my kid is about to, in a year, he's going to be graduating from West Point. He's going to be a helicopter pilot. And I guarantee you there will be stuff all over Shop Marketing Pro social media when that happens, you know, sharing about that. So, you know, look for those various things too that you can share during Aviation Week. Our friends at RepairPal are making today's episode possible. Don't lose work to your competition. Today's consumers check pricing during all stages of the repair process, before, during, and after. Did you know that 81% of them do online price comparisons before making a purchase, and customers that check your price after they've already authorized the work do so after calling the competition? But RepairPal, the largest auto repair network, has a solution. Their Fair Price Estimator tool can be put on your website to help you build trust with consumers up front to demystify price, help educate consumers about what's involved in a repair, bring you higher web traffic, and prevent your customers from calling your competition. You have to be in it to win it, so head on over to RepairPal.com/shops and set up a call to learn more about becoming RepairPal certified. When you sign up, you'll get 1 month of service free and save $150 off certification. That's RepairPal.com/shops. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to AppFueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at AppFueled.com/Jeremy. That's AppFueled.com/Jeremy.
Also got Stop on Red Week. We mentioned a little bit about some of the safety tips that might come back into rotation in August. Things like July, August, and September are those back to school safety tips. So reminders for what's happening and how you're supposed to be driving and participating in school zones. Things like Stop on Red or reminders to not use your phone, paying attention to the school zones that are in your community. Sometimes they've got the flashing lights letting you know when they're active. Sometimes it's just a sign. So all of those reminders that school is back in action and encouraging safety when there's possibly kids running across streets and things like that.
And then I have no idea what any shops would do with this unless they were in the Sturgis area, but the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally happens in August, and I saw it, and I was there once. The week before the rally, we had our peer group meeting just outside of Sturgis, and I wasn't even there for the rally, and that was wild. And then, of course, Kim's favorite one, International Clown Week.
So I used to work at a restaurant in college, and one of the other waiters there was deathly afraid of clowns. Like, so there's probably somebody in your shop that's deathly afraid of clowns and somebody that loves dressing up like them. And one thing that we did to prank him every now and then was one of the chefs and one of the cooks in the kitchen would dress in this huge, almost, it wasn't it, but very just rugged clown costume. And he would just walk into the restaurant and chase the employee around. Not advocating for that.
Kim is scared to death of clowns. And her cousin brought one into our house one time. And that clown chased Kim down the hallway and she locked herself in the closet. And the clown started throwing cookies under the door at her. I can tell you it is a good thing there wasn't a gun in that closet, because that would be a dead clown right now if there was. I'm not even exaggerating. I'm telling you, she would have killed that thing.
Not advocating for that either. Maybe this is not the best thing to post about on your social media, but maybe there's somebody in your shop that loves clowns, or there's a local clown. They just, maybe they'll come and make balloon animals for the kids that come into the shop that day if they come in with their parents.
Yeah. Or maybe you just ignore it. Ignore it altogether, because these are just suggestions of what you might do. All right, let's get into the days during the month. And just like last month and like Caroline opened up with, August is another kind of boring one when it comes to the days of the month. Some months are amazing and they're just full of things that are perfect for auto repair shops to use in their marketing. Others are not. And this is another one that is not, but we're going to give you our best picks of the month anyway. And you can go find all of the days of the month at daysoftheyear.com.
So to start off, we have to mention this one as marketing company with Worldwide Web Day. So if you have a great website and you want to drive some traffic to it, post all about your website on that day. Maybe we know people, shops who have done website treasure hunts, kind of, where they'll insert clues. Actually, I think we just had a podcast released about that with a client that had done it. So what can you do there? Scavenger hunts. That's what I was thinking of. Maybe you're doing a scavenger hunt on your website. Maybe you're just posting about a new blog that was written or an interesting page that you have that talks about your team and your shop on there. But maybe think about driving some website traffic that day.
Yeah, National Coast Guard Day, a day where you can celebrate one of our armed services. You know, that's a good one to, you know, even the shops that don't discount will often do something, you know, for like our veterans or military members or something on those days. So a great day for that. Just like a few days later, you've got Purple Heart Day. I mean, anybody who's got a Purple Heart, man, they're definitely worth celebrating and maybe giving back to them in some kind of a way.
There's also International Co-working Day. So maybe you're highlighting some of the team members that work together a lot. If it's your service advisor team and they're tackling phone calls, or maybe a couple of technicians that rely on each other for different aspects, talking about how the synergy happens on your team, or just posting something fun about your team.
We got National Nonprofit Day during the second half of the month. That's a great one where you can showcase the nonprofits that you are involved with in your community involvement.
There's also National Vlogging Day and blogging, both in July. So we've done podcast episodes too, talking about video every day in August or video every day in April. But if you're somebody that is doing a lot of video or looking to get into video, that's another one of those 2x4s to the head saying, hey, get your camera out and record a video.
Yeah. We got National Delivery Driver Appreciation Day. And this is one that actually, you know, kind of fits really well with the automotive world. I know a lot of the shop owners that are in especially some of the bigger markets, they'll have a significant number of, you know, like people who drive for, you know, I'm thinking of Uber and Lyft. Well, they're delivering people, but Grubhub, yes, and you know, all of these various things. So it could be the drivers that are delivering your parts to you, that you are celebrating them, or it could be something where you're doing some kind of promotion for the people who are using their vehicle for, you know, delivering things through the gig economy. Just pick your thing and have fun with it.
As we get towards the end of the month, there's also a couple of fun days with National Tug of War Day and National Rock, Paper, Scissors Day. So Tug of War might be a little chaotic in a shop setting, but Rock, Paper, Scissors Day is always a fun one, having a little video competition between the team of who's the ultimate Rock, Paper, Scissors champion.
You know, when I saw National Tug of War Day, we've got some friends in the industry that they have shops that are not too far from each other. And I'm thinking of Chad Whitley and his team and Benji Burris and his team. And they should have a tug of war between the shops. So y'all, I know somebody that knows them is listening. If they're not listening themselves, I want to see a tug of war between Whitley Automotive and Frog Pond Performance.
Callie Grace is probably listening and she's going to make this happen.
Yeah. I want to see it. Tag me in it. All right. We got National Petroleum Day, which, I mean, that's kind of perfect for the industry. What you do with it, that'll be another one where we're going to say have fun with it and then tag us. Show us something fun that you did with National Petroleum Day.
And then a couple other just larger campaigns that you might do throughout the month. Just a few from our list, from what our messaging team comes up with. Both relating to back to school, could be a back to school car care package where you pick all the major things that you know usually need to happen, maybe to that college student's car before it goes back up to campus, and you're creating a package for it that maybe has a little of a discount. Maybe there's just value added services or specials in there, but promoting that throughout the month, or back to school safety checks. So making sure, maybe that probably comes before the car care package, but safety checks, making sure that the vehicles are ready to go, whether it's somebody going back to campus or a parent that's carpooling their kids and other kids to school and practice and games on the weekend and all of that stuff.
Caroline, I'm going to hit you with something here that you weren't expecting. If you had to pick one of these days for your shop to market it, which one would it be? I know what mine would be.
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Let's hear yours.
I'm taking National Tug of War Day. Oh, that just seems like
I was
too much fun.
We didn't talk about, and I was glossed right over that. That one does seem really, really fun. I would love to see some shops do something with that. So
if I didn't take that one, we didn't talk about it, but I would take National Knife Day, and I would walk around the shop and get all of the techs to show me their favorite knife, because pretty much every tech has a knife in their pocket. All right. Well, hey, y'all, thank you again for listening. Remember, we are just one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find all of the others at aftermarketradionetwork.com. I want to thank our sponsors again for sponsoring this episode. I hope that you'll listen in again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.